Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel according to Mark in the fourth chapter, reading verses 26 through 34. Hear the word of the Lord. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seeds on the ground and would sleep and rise day, night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, but he does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will be used for us? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth long branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. May God bless this reading and hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. O most gracious and wonderful Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks this day. We thank you that you are with us through all of our trials. Now, Lord, please help us to clear a little space so that we might give our attention to you and what you would have us to hear. And as always, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So today we've got a two for sale. We don't have just a single parable. We've got two. And they are both farm related or plant related or growth related or crop related or something like that. So we've got two here. So in the first one, you've got a farmer that's going out and sowing the old-fashioned way, is just throwing the seeds out onto the prepared ground. And then, what does the farmer have anything to do, really? Nah, he goes to bed. And he watches, and after a couple of days, the seeds start to sprout. When the miraculous thing, it was more miraculous in biblical times, was nobody knew how the heck these plants grew. You know, every year, I don't know if you've done it yet. Have you planted the Christian corn maize yet?
Yeah, seed wasn't good.
Well, usually, and I'm not knocking Tim. Usually, you know, he plants our wonderful Christian corn maize out there. He goes, buys the seed, plants it, tells us how many Darlene high it is, which I always enjoy the Darlene report. And then eventually it sprouts ears of corn. How's it do that? I mean, you know, the seed sits in a store, usually, somewhere. Why doesn't it start to sprout while it's in the store? Why is it that any seed or any bulb that we get and we sow it or plant it in the ground or whatever, then it starts growing? How the heck does that happen? Now we know a little bit more about why seeds do sprout and grow. But the question is still there. Why? Why does it grow? Now, there's a couple things about this parable. It is talking about spreading the good news to the world. Okay? We are the farmer that is out there sowing the seeds. You know, he probably wants to do it fast, so he's probably going two-handed really fast to get it out there so that he can go back and he can go to bed. So we are out there planting seeds in people. Let me ask you a question. If they come to Jesus, is it because of us? Is it because we have spent time planting the seed, checking up on the seed, you know, trying to get rid of any of the weeds that would stop it growing? But is it really us that makes that seed grow? No, it's not. I don't care what any of the televangelists will tell you. I did this, I did that. Baloney. The only person that can turn a person's heart, the only person that can reveal God and God's love to people is God Himself. Now, I'm not knocking our part of it because we've got an important part of it. We've got to be that farmer. We've got to be out there planting those seeds. And as I have said many times, one of my favorite phrases, spread the word of God at all times, and if necessary, use words. We were up at my brother and sister-in-law's, and I was talking to Dad and to the pops, my father-in-law. And we were just talking, and Holly remembered a story. My in-laws used to live in New Jersey, and they raised Arabian horses. And so they knew a couple of people. And one of them was Jerry and Bev Van Heteren. And they were horse people. And Dad worked on Jerry, planted the seed, and Jerry came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Wasn't my father, wasn't Pops. Pops planted the seed and tended it a little bit, but it was God. Now, here's the neat thing. Jerry then planted the seed in his brother, nurtured it, and Jerry's brother came to know Jesus Christ. If we do our part, if we go out and we plant the seeds and we nurture it, we pray for the person, God will make it grow. But then the nice thing is that it just doesn't end there. It spreads out. And that's why it is so important for us to be that farmer out there planting seeds of love, of concern, even of correction, exposing people to the good things of Jesus Christ and the good things of God. Yeah, there are some rules that you need to follow. But oh, it is so sweet to follow Jesus. Now, the next parable talks about the mustard seed. Now, I got to warn you, this parable is not the parable of the mustard seed. It is a different parable. Jesus, I think, is talking about something else. When he's talking about the faith of the mustard seed, you know, mustard seed, I've never seen one, but I know they're really, really small. And out of one of those things grows this big shrub. And that's a nice parable. That's a nice allegory, if you will. But here, I think Jesus is talking about something else. He's still talking about a mustard seed. But what does that grow into? A tree? Does it grow nice, big, you know, mustard apples or pears or something? Does it grow that? Can you go up like you do to an apple tree and, you know, twist off a mustard pod or gourd or whatever, you know? And, can you live off of mustard? No. You know what a mustard shrub actually is? It's a weed. It's a weed. You don't go planting it in your garden. It is a condiment. And yet, you know, Jesus is talking about how this tree, this shrub, you know, grows up and you've got birds and everything in the shade. But really, other than making something that you can put on your hot dog or your hamburger, mustard shrub is pretty useless. So what is Jesus talking about here? Well, a mustard tree really doesn't bear much fruit. And I think what Jesus is warning against is the church simply becoming bigger and bigger and reaching out into more and more areas and not doing a gosh darn thing other than just to exist. Does it bear fruit? If you think about it, there are a lot of church organizations out there that they look big and they look fancy, but they do pretty much nothing. And Jesus is warning, you know, my church is not to bear fruit. My message is much more important than that. My message is the most important message in the world. And my message bears fruit. So, it's a good reminder for ourselves that the things that we do, number one, from the first parable, we remember that we don't do anything really. It's God working through us. And then secondly, we have to be careful. Are the things that we are doing individually, are the things that we are doing as First Christian Church of Pulaski, are the things that we, the Virginia region of the Disciples of Christ and Disciples of Christ nationally? Are the things that we are doing, are they bearing fruit, or are they just for show? Just for little birds to come in and get some shade. I've heard the birds that are in the shade are not good things in this case. They're just people that are coming in to get out of the heat. The church is not a place to come and get out of the heat. Church is a place to come in and get in the heat and get refined so that we can go out and sow those seeds and tend those seeds and let God change the hearts of people to come and to know Him and to trust in Him and to live a richer life. Amen.